2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen. Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. I am Boyd Matheson. We are staying with the question a little longer today, and really pleased to have joining us in studio Tim Schreiber, who heads the International Special Olympic Committee and is part of a new book called The Call to Unite, Voices of Hope and Awakening. If you want to recalibrate your day, this is one of those, you know, I rarely do this, but this is a triple dog dare read. This will change your perspective on everything, not politics, not all of the other stuff, but on who you are, your family, your neighborhood, your community. The call to unite voices from just across the spectrum, and just powerful, powerful insight. And Tim, we appreciate you being here. And we know part of what you're doing here is to not just have a call to unite, but actually do some uniting and to take some action, which is always the other key to the program. And we know you're going to be meeting with First Lady Abby Cox and her Show Up Utah initiative. Tell us about your connection there.
Well, I think the First Lady's articulated such a powerful agenda for her role and for the state. And I think, you know, we're at a time now, Boyd, where everybody's starting to stretch a little bit. We're coming out. We're starting to head back to our schools, to our offices, to our restaurants, to sporting events. And I think the question the First Lady's asking and inviting Utahns to answer is the question Daryl Green asks in the book. He sort of says in the book, I plead with you, do not exit this time in the same spiritual way you entered. Do not exit the same way you entered. So I think the First Lady is inviting us, inviting Utahns to ask the question about schools. What do we want for our children now that is different than what we had? And her answer is we need an expansion of the social and emotional support systems, the social emotional learning. We need an expansion of attention to relationships, to purpose, to belonging in our children. They're starving for it. They can't survive without it. She's also saying we need an expansion of our practices of inclusion. So she's endorsed the Special Olympics work in what we call unified champion schools, where we have kids come together at very early ages to play sports together, to try to change their school culture, to get rid of bullying. These are things that, you know, in a normal time might be difficult to do new things. But now we've had a pause. And I think what the book is offering all of us, and I think what the First Lady is offering all of us, is a chance to gut check now. Wait a minute. Before I rush out the door, let me be deliberate on rushing out the door as a new person. You know, maybe a little bit hardened by the pain of this pandemic, but also maybe a little bit lightened by the desire to live a little bit more gently, a little bit more kindly, a little bit more compassionately with my brothers and sisters, whoever they may be.
Yeah, so important. And I know as we move back into this phase of engagement, it is easy to look at rushing back to what was. But this idea of, we've been talking about it here in terms of it's not about a new normal or a rush back to what was, but it's a new now. And we get to decide what that is. And a lot of your work is centered on, let's make those intentional choices. Let's make deliberate choices of what we want in this new now.
Yeah, you know, the singer Jewel, many people certainly my age, but even today, she's still so popular and such a powerful spokesperson. She describes in the book a moment in her life where she was spiraling out of control. She was homeless. She was shoplifting. She was at risk, really, of losing her life. And something invited her. There was a moment where she decided it was up to her. She could change the narrative. That she had the power within her to shift the way in which she was shaping the future of her life. It led her to become a teacher, obviously to become a world-class artist, but also to become a human being with whom we can all identify. If you open this book to Jewel's chapter, I promise, I like to give money back guarantees on this book. Not because I wrote it. I didn't write it. All I did was edit it. But I'm dying for someone to write me or call me and say, you know, I didn't like that book. People open up to Jewel's chapter, and some people have done a book club on just that one chapter, just the two pages. So I know some people think, you know, let's have something I could read with my kids at dinner. There's sections in here on that. There's so much generosity of spirit in the book, reaching out across all these divisions to every one of us. It's kind of like having a new best friend, or yeah, 100 new best friends, the book is. So it's real work. You know, like you say, this is the time right now to gut check, I hope, and to pivot. I know, you know, as I've said, the First Lady is doing so much to try to invite the state to a kind of a new, more unified vision of what we can be, what you can all be here in this state. In some ways, I wish I were a Utahan. Not yet, anyway.
We'll save you a seat, though.
But I'll tell you, you know, a lot of people laugh at me and say, well, my God, you come from a Democratic family. My family's Democratic politics. You're a progressive in politics. You know, how is it that you're spending the time in Utah? And I was like, wait a minute. I'm not about that.
Yeah.
I'm about trying to find ways to be an American citizen.
That's right.
A citizen of the planet. I mean, look, this is the world, the earth is too small for us to spend the rest of our time dividing up the pie. We've got to think more in terms of abundance, and I'm just grateful to be here.
Yeah, fantastic. And the book, I would say even more than a book, it's a convening. You convened around the dinner table. And this is something you can, there's so many of these chapters you could read in a single sitting. You could read with your teenagers, your young kids. It'll spark a thousand conversations that are absolutely vital. You're going to have a critical conversation coming up on Wednesday, May 5th, 7:15, down at Utah Valley University with former Governor Gary Herbert and his institute down there. Tell us a little bit about the focus of that convening and that conversation.
Well, you know, the governor wants to think about how his institute, his legacy, can be in part in service to the issue of a different type of politics.
Yeah.
And I know you've talked about this on your show over and over again, but you know, we can't have a politics that simply thrives on hatred of the other party. We have to have a politics that thrives on the spirit of us. So I'm going to give a little talk down there. The governor's taking a chance letting a blue dog like me in the room. But I'm not coming there to talk about partisanship. I'm there to applaud his effort and to suggest, you know, we need a whole new commitment to news that brings us together, right?
Yeah.
This is something you've built your career on. There's news that makes us outraged, and then there's equally powerful, compelling stories of people who are transcending differences to do heroic things in service to unity. How about a unity news beat? How about, you know, we got the religion beat, we got the crime beat, we got the state house beat, we got the firehouse beat. What about a unity news beat? What about reporters all over the state of Utah? So I'm going to challenge invite the governor and the folks at Utah Valley State to think with us about what we can do, where we can put our heart and soul into concrete work to heal our country.
Mm-hmm. That's so important and such a crucial conversation, and it is. It's easy to skim across the headlines and get real discouraged and depressed, but there are good people everywhere. Again, across the political spectrum, we can't lose the perspective. Because we may have some really loud, angry voices on the far right and the far left and a few other places in between. But there is so much that unites us as a country, so many principles and so many opportunities to come together. And again, this is what we're like. If you're feeling like you got something missing in your life, there's a pretty good chance what you're missing is a connection, that communion, that connection that helps us elevate everybody.
I think, you know, a friend of mine called me and said, you know, he'd bought 4 books. And he'd given them to 4 people who he had lost touch with because of the divisiveness in the country.
Yeah.
He said, I didn't write a long letter. I just sent them the book because it was my way of saying, look, we don't agree on whether it was politics. He didn't get into the details, but these are friendships that he had ended.
Mm.
And this was just his way of cracking the door open and saying, here's a book. Maybe it can help us find some new sense of common shared purpose. We're not all going to agree on everything.
No, no,
you know, some
no.
people say, well, how could you talk to those people? They're so contemptible. They lie. They cheat. They steal. Whatever. You know, we're not going to all agree.
Yeah.
But we can recover, to some extent, the capacity to treat each other with dignity.
Yeah.
And in that simple principle, we have found, our little group has found, a gold mine of transformational power. Just the idea that everybody is born with dignity, everybody deserves to have their dignity respected, and everybody deserves to have someone else see their dignity. Just that can unlock a good deal of transformational energy, I think.
Yeah,
fantastic. Again, this is this doesn't happen often. This is a triple dog dare. The call is the call to unite. Tim Shriver, we appreciate you being here in the state.
I'm daring everybody. Everybody buys the book. You don't like it. You know, Amazon. It's like Amazon. Money back guarantee. But send it to me. I'll give you your money back. I promise you, you'll love it.
Fantastic. He's going to join First Lady Abby Cox on her podcast. I'll also join former Governor Gary Herbert at UVU tomorrow at 7:15. Doing some good things. Thanks for engaging in an elevated conversation today. Tim Shriver, we're going to step aside for bottom of the hour news.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.